faith be replaced and restored where it was lost. Where was my faith lost? It was lost within me. It was lost within my own mind. I lost my faith. So that's why I need to ask that my faith be restored. And I ask the Holy Spirit to remove all the blocks to me being aware of my faith. You ask your Holy Spirit. If you leave out the, if you think you're going to do the Course in Miracles and leave out the idea of God, you're in the wrong teaching. The Course in Miracles is about God, that word God, about the Creator, about the fact that we are not alone. The Course in Miracles is for souls who did not buy into the idea of God that they were taught by traditional religions, but they still believe there is something greater than them that they want to get in touch with and they want to heal that relationship. It is probably not a class for atheists. So if you got a real hang-up about the whole idea of a higher power, it probably is going to be very difficult for you to get this, because you'll be so busy resisting the terminology that you won't allow yourself to receive the benefit of the information, because you're tripping about the words. Yeah. I did it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you kind of like have to make a decision that you're willing to heal your relationship with the idea of God, that you're willing to get a new perception of that whole idea, that you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, I threw the God out, I learned. You know, the vengeful God, the kick butt God, the send you to hell God, he had to go. Now, it's evident in 26 years of teaching that it's not a lot of people who have let go of that idea. Because groups like this are always smaller than the groups that believe in the fear of God. But I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care that it's a smaller group of people. I'd rather be with a smaller group of people who want to believe in a loving God than 10,000 people that's all telling me I'm guilty. Okay? You know? Now, everybody's where they need to be. So therefore, I'm not judging anybody for being where they are. Because everybody's where they need to be. I'm just telling you where I am. And so I have this goal, then I draw the people to me that share the same purpose that I have, and then that keeps calling forth the faith that I have in my goals. So this is an example of what I'm talking about. I got the goal, I draw the people to me who also share the goal, and it makes me have more faith in the goal. So if you want to have support in anything you're doing, then you have to have a very clear purpose. Without a very clear purpose, you're not going to call the people to you that share your goal, who would in turn help bring forth your faith in your goal. So the more you don't know what you want, then the harder it is to draw support. You can't just be in life going, I don't know what I want. I just hope it turned out. I just hope it turned out the way I want it to. You know, I have no clear purpose. Okay? The Course says if you don't know what to do, then what you do is you say, decide for me, Holy Spirit. You tell God to decide. You tell your higher self. You say, decide for me. I don't know. Decide for me. Okay? So then my goal becomes, decide for me, God. Right? So if that's clearly my goal, to have love decide for me, then I'll start drawing other people to me who also want love to decide for them too, even if they don't know. Which calls for what? My faith in asking God to decide for me. You know, if like I always tell people, if there's anything I could say to people that would save them time after all this time of working with Course, is stop analyzing the Course. Stop looking for the contradictions, the paradoxes, what you think don't work about it and what you think is wrong. Stop it. It will not accomplish anything but discouraging you and keeping you from hearing the answer to everything that's bothering you that you've been wanting an answer to. It's a trick of your ego to keep you in the same situation you're already in. That's why I don't do that a lot in the class. That's why I don't do a whole lot of discussion. It's because it's really not about analyzing it. It's really about realizing that if I have a purpose, that purpose will call me to me supporters, which will in turn make me more faithful. I just need to remember that. That is nothing. That is nothing that a 10-year-old child could not understand what I just said. But if you apply it, you will start to see it happen, and when you start to see it happen, it will increase your faith in the fact that it can happen. But all the analyzing that in the world is not going to make it happen. Now, you can do it. I did it. We all do it. I analyze. So I'm not trying to keep you from checking me out and trying to brainwash you. But if you're that suspicious, throw the book away. Don't even study the course.
Right.
You know, if you approach me like it's something that's going to hurt you, then don't do it.
Yeah.
Go do something that you got some faith in and that you feel good about and that you are inspired by and you have faith in. So you go do what it says. Who in the heck wants to study a curriculum that they're full of suspicion about? You know, so because it's not the only way to God.
Right.
It's not the only way. So just drop it then. That's not saying you shouldn't question, but what you should do is ask yourself, am I questioning from love and I just want clarity?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I questioning from fear because I just don't believe this is true and it might hurt me? That's two different kinds of questioning. It's a difference that asking me something and you don't have a preconceived notion of what the answer is, and so you're totally open to me sharing with you what the course says, than you asking me a question and you already got in your mind what the answer is,
yeah.
And you're just using that opportunity to just state your point of view. It's not really a question at all. You just want to say what you think.
Yeah.
It'd be better to just say, I want to say what I think.
Yeah.
But don't pose it as a question to me. You see what I'm saying? The Course says that's the difference between an honest question and a dishonest question. A dishonest question is you already got in your mind what it is I'm supposed to say, and if I don't say it, then you defend. That means you already had an idea in your mind before you asked, and you were looking for me to confirm it. That wasn't the same as asking me a question. That's why you got resistance came, because your mind wasn't really open. You already had an idea about what you should hear.
I've heard every question is a statement.
When it's not coming from I really don't know and I really want an answer, it is just a statement. You know, if your little child walks up to you and your little child says, what is this? And you say, this is a recorder. Your little child says, oh, that's a recorder, mommy. They'll say, no, it's not. That's a TV. Because they didn't have any idea. They wanted you to say to them what it was, because they didn't know. Adults don't ask those kind of questions usually. They usually have loaded questions every time. Yeah. Now. What'd you say?
You want some ice cream? After Ruth said, I want some ice cream.
It might be. So step that up one more level. Do we ask Spirit, do we ask the universe always for help and for answers, already having decided what the answer and what's best for us already is? Yes. And then when we hear an answer other than the one we've made up, we feel a quick sense of opposition and we feel like we've been attacked. So what the average person does is make up their mind and then ask what to do. And if what they hear is not along the line of what it is they've already made up their mind for, they feel attacked. That's not an honest question. If you were to say, I really want to experience really loving relationships. If you would sincerely say it, that's also the same as saying, I'm willing to question all of my beliefs and values about what it would take to have a happy relationship. That's what it means. It doesn't mean I'm trying to do it the way the world does it. Will you please show me how to do it the way the world does it and make it work? That's not saying I want to be happy is not the same as setting any condition for how you should receive it. It's your letting go of your conditions of how you should receive it. That means you letting go of the old programming and learning that you've gotten from the world that hasn't worked up till now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is no way I can explain to you how you could fly a lawnmower to Los Angeles. So there's no way anyone can tell you another way to do it the way you've always done it, and you are going to get a new result.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you another time to do it the way you've always done it, and you're going to get another result. So what the course says is, okay, let me tell you what you do. You get a clear purpose about what you want, and that purpose should be peace. If you really have faith in your purpose, if you really have faith in your purpose, then you're bringing faith into that relationship, and that will draw people to you who share your purpose, and that